Welcome to Recovery Mic Drop, where we're dropping the mic on addiction and recovery. We are two women who have been through the highs and lows of addiction and came out on the other side with a wealth of experience, strength, and hope. We are here to share our stories along with those of other amazing people in recovery and offer a fresh perspective on what it means to live a sober life. So grab a seat, turn up the volume, and get ready for some raw, unfiltered, and inspiring conversation.
Trigger warning, we will be discussing uncomfortable topics and using strong language without hesitation.
Do you think you can be full of fear but have faith at the same time?
I think you can lose faith when the fear becomes overwhelming. I know for me, if I am feeling a lot of fear, it's because I'm not working on my faith. I'm not building that connection with God. Yeah, I think you can. I just think, like, I know I have lapses when the fear becomes too much. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, I have a relationship with a higher power. So I can lean on that. And when I'm feeling fearful, I know where to go.
Yeah, you have to pause and reconnect, because sometimes you can lose that in the blink of an eye. And then if you just continue to fall into that fear and not have those solutions and those tools to snap out of it and go to the solution, it can keep you stuck. And then it's harder to get that back, I feel like.
Well, because then that misery becomes comfortable and you just forget everything that you've learned. So today we're talking about faith versus fear. First, let's define faith. Faith is the confidence or trust in a person, thing, or higher power. Faith is also the belief in things that are not seen or proven. Faith can help us cope with uncertainty, adversity, or change. Faith can also motivate us to pursue our goals and dreams. Yeah, you want to tell us what fear is, Bridget?
So fear is something our brain tells us when there's danger or we don't know about something, trying to protect us from things. And it's funny because I was outside the other night and I heard something in the woods and I instantly got so fearful. But that is whatever's inside of me protecting me.
Yeah.
From the outside, but we can allow that to sometimes completely take control over the actions that we're making and get consumed in it, because not everything that we don't know of or that is happening to us is trying to kill us or take us down. Like sometimes when I look at it like that, I'm like, what exactly am I scared of? And sometimes it's not even rational. It doesn't even make sense. But because it's unknown to me, my brain is telling me to steer away and this is dangerous.
Yeah. And it's usually self-centered fear, because it's all about me having to be uncomfortable or me having to try something new or learn something new or be in a situation I don't really want to be in, whatever it is. But I know I can get through things, you know, it's just that initial jump off the cliff or whatever, you know, you got to do it to get the rewards, right? You know, that saying, well, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. And that's really true.
And I'm just going to come back to balance like I always do, because
that we've never done an episode about.
Sometimes you can also overdo it because where your brain is trying to tell you this is dangerous, don't do it, da 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 da. And sometimes you don't listen. For example, like in early recovery, after I got out of treatment, it was snowing outside. I was going to a friend's house. It's pouring the snow down. I was freezing, waiting for the bus. And this car pulls up with these three guys in it. Ask me if I want to ride. And I got scared and full of fear. But instead of making the rational decision to wait on the bus, I got in the car with him. And then I get in the car and the locks go down. You know, when you see on movies and I'm like, oh my God, I just screwed up. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like having a panic attack. And it's like, why? I think I still, at that point in my recovery, seeked that chaos, that adrenaline.
And reacted on an old instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would get in the car. I'd get in the car with anybody back.
Can you give me a ride to
I got in some sticky situations because of it in addiction. Mm-hmm. Like, I would go into people's houses that I met off the street.
Yeah.
I would get into anybody who'd pick me up. Like, I'd get in their car. It's just, it's a miracle that I'm still here.
Which brings me to what I was going to say. You know, that explanation of what faith is when it says faith is a belief in things that are not seen or proven. I have faith because I have seen what can happen. I have felt the presence of a power greater than myself, you know, who brought me out of my own misery and restored me. That has proven, I have that faith because it has been proven to me. So I don't really like that explanation, you know, because in the beginning it was, you know, a mustard seed. I was, alive when I shouldn't be. And then as I started to change and grow and my faith started to grow, I just started to feel and see all these amazing things. And now I can, you know, see God working and I can feel God working. So I don't know.
It's really a perspective shift, because in the beginning, you know, you're typically coming from losing everybody that you love, possibly losing your kids. You're homeless. Maybe like some bad things happened to you in your addiction. And maybe certain parts in your life, you were dealt a bad hand of cards, you know, even aside from the part that you played. So when you're trying to find that faith, it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I went through this. Why did this happen to me? Why am I in this situation? How can I have faith when I live this life? I think that's one of the hardest parts in the beginning of recovery, is trying to find that faith and having hope that you can be restored.
I know today that I can choose. I have a choice. I can choose to stress out about all the things that may or may not happen and just live in fear. Or I can choose to trust in something greater than myself, that no matter what happens, I'm going to be able to get through it. You know, it may not be what I want. It may not be what I want to go through or what I want to happen, but I can get through it. And I know, because I have lived it through all of that craziness and that turmoil and that stuff we don't want to go through, there's something better on the other side of it. You know, we grow, we change, whatever it is, level up. No, it doesn't matter if it's like spiritual or, you know, material or whatever. There's something better waiting on the other side of that. Even if it's just me becoming wiser, becoming stronger.
When I look back, when I'm like facing some sort of fear, or I'm like, feel like I'm lacking that faith, I look back at my life and I think of all the dark holes that I was in, or like when I was really depressed in my life, or when something, it felt like the world was against me and everything was on my shoulders and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. Looking back at all those situations now, they turned out fine or way better than I expected. And even if it was like a negative consequence of whatever, I was taught a lesson and able to grow from it. So like, it's easier for me to have faith when I look at it like that. Like, yeah, everything's going to be okay regardless. And even if it isn't, take it as a learning opportunity. And that's hard in those moments. But
yeah, but after you go through it, you can see that. So just keep that in the back of your head. This may suck right now, but in the future, I'm going to be stronger and I'm going to learn something.
I love those cliche sayings like, life doesn't get better, you just get stronger.
Yeah.
Like, that is completely 100% true. Mm-hmm. Because I thought when I got sober, the world was going to change, and it didn't. I was changing.
Hey, Bridget, you ever feel like you need to talk to someone about all the crazy thoughts that go through your head?
Yeah, sometimes, but life gets in the way and I just feel like I don't have time for all that.
Well, OnlineTherapy.com is a website that offers cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, online. CBT is a proven method that helps you to identify, challenge, and overcome your dysfunctional patterns and achieve your goals. OnlineTherapy.com has a dedicated team of professional therapists, counselors, and support staff that will work with you online to help you go from where you are to where you want to be.
Your personal therapist will guide you through worksheets, unlimited messaging, and live sessions available as video, voice, or text. You can access OnlineTherapy.com from anywhere, anytime, and at your own pace. OnlineTherapy.com is confidential, convenient, and affordable, with subscription plans starting at just $40 a week. Also receive a 20% discount for the first month.
Let the team at OnlineTherapy.com help you find a path to a better life.
You deserve to feel happier.
Yeah, you do. For more information, click on the link in the description.
Because I was no longer allowing that fear to consume me. There's so many negative consequences when you live in fear. And a lot of what we talked about is through addiction, through our lives, we were consumed with it. So it affected us negatively because we got strung out on drugs and we're destroying our lives.
And when I'm in fear, I have no self-worth. I feel like I can't do anything, that I'm just stuck, and that, you know, I'm not able to cope. If I let the fear consume me, then that I feel less than. I feel like I can't handle anything, because that's what the fear will tell me. And if I listen to that, you know, it's like we talk about all the time, you know, the voice inside your head. If you listen to that thing, it'll break you down, you know, and the fear tells me all of that stuff, you know, that I'm not able to get through this, you know, I'm going to fail eventually, or I'm not good enough. It's that relationship with God that chimes in and says, well, that's a lie. You know, and I never had that my entire life, because I had no faith or no belief in any power greater than myself. And I had to get to that relationship. I had to be broken. I had to be broken completely. There was no other way I was going to find faith. No other way. It's not a path I recommend, but it was mine. And I know that today. There was no other way I would have been humbled enough to find God.
There's been so many people that I've met in recovery that talk about really the same thing. They were trying to die. They were trying to kill themselves, and it just wasn't working. And they had no other option but to reach for something else and try, because they weren't, ending their life was not happening, yeah. You know? And I wasn't completely broken yet. I mean, I was broken, but I think, you know, fear was consuming me and controlling every action, every thought. I was fear, you know, and even when I was an ass to somebody, or when I was toxic, or even like the things that don't look like fear, I was scared. You know, I was scared of like people leaving me. I was scared of people hurting me. So I acted like this person that couldn't be affected in situations. And I was just that scared little girl. I like those sayings too, talking about fear, face everything and recover, or F everything and run. Mm-hmm. Like I was running.
But lying to myself the entire time, you know, mm-hmm. that I wasn't scared and that I was free and I was, yeah. And I was just running. Yeah. Scared little girl, scared of everything.
I laugh now when I see people like, not in a judgmental way, it's just because I see it myself.
That last episode.
Just something that, you know, that I struggled with in the past, when someone like has to act like this hardcore,
yeah.
bad B, and yeah. they're just like, oh, F you up, and you da da da. I'm like, oh, you scared little person.
Yeah.
I just used to be that way, and it's just funny looking back at it. Oh, how embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Yeah. Or people that'd be like, I'm just honest. If you can't handle it, that's your shit. That is just an excuse to be a bitch. That it's not honesty. You're trying to hurt people's feelings because you're hurting.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I wish you could just go around calling people out for all their shit, but I don't want people to call me out.
Yeah. That's funny.
Faith allows me to find courage and allows me to see hope. And when I'm consumed with fear, I can't see any of that. I can't find courage and I can't see hope. And like you said, it's your perspective. And today I can choose to live in faith. And it doesn't mean some days I don't get fearful, because I do. There's a lot of things. If I sit, I can sit and stress over anything, you know, that could happen. But that's miserable. Today I don't have to.
I think what helped me gain my faith was putting myself in uncomfortable situations. And honestly, mm-hmm. I was forced in a lot of the situations. I remember once I got into treatment, I was so uncomfortable and I was just full of fear. I was insecure. But by being in that uncomfortable situation, I grew, and I was growing closer to God, because I realized, you know, I am okay. This is fine. It's not that crazy. It's not that scary. You're meeting some cool people. You're working on yourself. You know, and it's just like every step that I took, when I started working the steps, or getting a sponsor, dropping a step with her, like my faith grew from taking that uncomfortable action, because I was scared and full of fear, but I was not letting that part of me hold me back anymore.
And it really, when you break it down and you start to work through some of these small things, I can remember my first day in, you know, the treatment facility we went to, like it was yesterday. My mom picked me up from North Central, bought me a few clothes and took me. And I remember hugging her, and I'm just like, another rehab, you know. But really, I got was scared to death, because I knew that this was it. This was my last shot at life, because I couldn't keep doing it. I knew that. But from that fear, and like you said, you know, I lasted the first day, I lasted the second day, and I started, you know, to get into a routine. I started to feel just a little more, not really comfortable, but not so scared. You know, it's gradual. But then eventually, you know, you're right. I started to be like, okay, you know, maybe I can do this. Maybe change is good. It's always uncomfortable. But it's, you know, if you're trying to change yourself for the better and trying to work through your bullshit, it's always worth it.
Yeah, not trying to get in someone's car that you don't know. Yeah, I remember my first, we were heading to rehab. I got picked up. Oh, no, not North Central. I was at North Central, but I got picked up at court. But we were driving through Charleston, and the treatment facility had people out in the community doing a car wash. And of course, we like drove by it. And my dad's like, oh, those are those people. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I was because I was just so full of fear. Mm-hmm. I could not believe, like, it just, and it sounds so stupid that I just didn't want to be out there in front of people washing people's car, and not like I'm better than Way, but yeah. I was so insecure and just this empty ball of nothing that I didn't want to be around anybody or do anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I remember just being so freaking scared and ticked off. It was a disaster. But then I remember, you know, I got comfortable. And that's the thing about getting comfortable, too. When I get too comfortable, I can, again, lose that connection with God.
Yeah.
When I was getting ready to graduate the treatment facility, all this fear that I didn't know was in me came back up. And I was so scared to leave because I was so scared that that old Bridget was waiting on me as soon as I got out of an institution. You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't trust myself. And I was like,
that's crazy because that's one of my fears.
But it sounds insane. But I didn't want to use. I had just done this work on myself. I wanted this life more than anything. And I didn't trust whatever's in my head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was terrified to leave that I almost signed another 30 days.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I'm ready. I didn't sign another 30 days because I tapped into God. I'm just going to face this again in another 30 days. Just do it. And I was going to probably 2-3 meetings a day when I got out because I was so terrified.
Ditto. I mean, I was doing the same. It was scary. Those first few months were, like, intense.
Oh, yeah. It's a make or break point.
And, you know, when you said, you know, about being comfortable, you can lose your connection with God. That, I feel like that's exactly what I've been going through recently. Life is good. I don't have anything to complain about. But when I get into, when I start to get comfortable and I'm not going through something, so I'm not having to run to God for help. Yeah, I can get lazy and I can lose that connection. I can neglect that relationship. The whole reason I'm here today, and I can forget about it. I have to keep learning this lesson over and over again, and I'm not sure why I can't just get it. Because I've probably shared about it 30 times in a meeting. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this again. And I don't know what it is. I don't know, my ego, I guess, I'm not sure. But when I'm starting to feel fear and anxiety, I know exactly what it is. I've stopped going to God. I've stopped making that relationship a priority in my life. It's it every time.
I like when you said, I just had it. And then all of a sudden.
Oh, I bet it's going to be good,
It went blank.
About learning the lesson.
No, it was kind of at the beginning. Yeah, it was something to do with, like, when you're like, oh, when you're not going to war with yourself,
yeah.
You stop praying, you know, mm-hmm. doing those things. You get comfortable and then you feel like, what the heck? Like, I always say if I relapse, it's going to be on a good day because I'm going to be comfortable, content. Nothing's going on in my life. I'm going to feel like I'm going to have to find something to razzle dazzle some stuff
razzle,
up.
Razzle dazzle.
You know what I mean? Like, make some sparks in my life yeah. or something like. That's a whole thing.
6 months later.
I do that too. Like, I always feel like there has to be something. Like, I'm comfortable in that constantly working. But I think something to know is that relationship with God, and I have to learn it over and over again too, is yeah. maintenance.
Yeah.
Just like friendships, just like relationships, like that stuff is maintenance. Like, you have to be taking care of it constantly
yeah.
because the minute that you don't and the longer that you don't, it falls apart.
Yeah. And then before I know it, I'm in so much pain that it's a whole other thing, you know, that it's turned into something that I was not ready for. And now I'm running to God. But why let it get that bad? Why let the pain get so great that I'm, like, forced into a corner? Why can't I, like you said, just keep up with it? Just do the stuff that I know makes me a better person. It makes me feel more connected. Why do I gotta, like, wait until I'm full of fear or screaming at the top of my lungs about some bullshit that doesn't matter? Why do I gotta do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I battle myself majority of mornings. This is crazy. I know mm-hmm. it's gonna sound stupid. How shameful of me. I will battle with myself in the mornings when I wake up, when I'm gonna pray. If not, I'm going to get into my Bible today. Like, I'll just, when I know, if I just instantly wake up and pray, or at least say thank you, or even just read a little, like, I have a better day after that. But sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And then I know that I do by noon.
Yeah, I don't know. I do the same shit. I don't know.
I think something I have to remind myself to keep that faith and stay connected to God is, and this is something that I really struggle with to this day. I struggle with it so bad and I feel like it harms my connection with God all the time, is that I'm not perfect and that I am worthy, because sometimes I feel like because of things in my past still that I don't deserve it. I don't deserve this life. I don't deserve to be sober. I don't deserve to have a God that loves me after everything that I've done. Mm-hmm. And it's, I still struggle with that to this day, although it's not as bad. But sometimes I feel like that loses that, I lose that connection because I'm just like, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, no, I feel like that's there, even if it's not on a conscious level. I feel like subconsciously I'm, you know, self-sabotaging. You know, I know how to be happy, or at least I know how to feel content and close to God. I know the right thing to do. I know what brings me peace. May not be happy all the time, but I know what brings me peace. So why do I neglect it? Why do I put other shit before it that's not important? I don't like being unhappy. So I don't know. It's just that part of yourself that doesn't believe you do deserve the peace and the love of a God that is all forgiving. And I don't know, it's, man, now I feel depressed. So I know when I'm full of fear, I'm running on self-will and I'm not connected to God. I've stopped doing all the stuff. But we all have fears. You know, we all have fears. We get to choose how they affect us, really. Sometimes if I'm not connected and I'm in a bad place, I'll just sit and think about, I'm not a good mom. For any moms out there, I feel like that's something we say to ourselves more than once. I'm not a good mom. I worry that my son is just like me. And I, you know what I mean? I start to think about, oh God, he's going to make the same mistakes I did. Or I'll lose someone I love. I'll lose my job tomorrow. You know, all this stuff. But the difference is today I have a choice. And I know that no matter what happens, shit's going to happen regardless. But I know no matter what happens, I have God. And I have faith, not only in God, but in myself, you know, through that relationship.
I like that you said that. Because that was where I was talking about, I didn't trust myself. Like today, I do trust myself. I was talking to a family member the other day, and they're like, are you ever like curious or like scared about relapsing? And although that's scary to think about what my life would look like, it's not necessarily a fear like it used to be. That is the last thing on my mind. And not saying that that couldn't happen to me at all. I'm never going to say I got this, but I've put so much faith into God and into myself today and built all those times that I've said no, all those times that I just made the right decision, all those times that I turned down a awful desire that I had. You know, like all those little things make me stronger. It feels good to trust yourself.
When I was like listing my fears, the same thing that you said, that the person I used to be is just waiting. She's just there waiting for me to fuck up, waiting for me to give up.
Where are you at?
And she's going to take control again. And that is a real fear.
I'm scared of her.
Yeah. I don't like her. She's mean.
Oh, that's so scary.
She's not a good person. And yeah, because sometimes thoughts will come up and I'll be like, oh shit, that's fucked up. And that was me. Yeah, that's a real fear. So we would love to hear from you. So email us at recoverymicdrop@gmail.com. Tell us your stories of inspiration or anything you'd like to tell us. And if you like the podcast, no, that's your shit. Go follow us on Facebook, Recovery Mic Drop.
And if you found this episode valuable, relatable, you feel like it could help somebody else in your life, please rate the podcast, send it to somebody. It helps us reach more people who could benefit from our conversations.
See, it sounded way better. I don't know what else I'm going to say. So we'd like to leave you with a quote. Faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see. You choose. Bob Proctor.
Ooh. Are you going to laugh about that too?
Yeah.